Are you looking to get ready? Be prepared and transform your financial future? Then you've come to the right place. This is the Get Ready Money Podcast with Tony Stewart, where Tony has insightful conversations with financial experts who are changing the way we think about money. Catch up on the latest financial trends and hear practical advice from Tony and his expert guests so you can build healthy habits that work. Be empowered with tips for implementing small changes that can have a big impact on your financial future. So sit back and get ready to hear from today's guest.
Welcome to the Get Ready Money Podcast, changing the way we think about money. I'm your host, Tony Stewart. Today, I'm joined by Cameo Robertson, CEO of Atlas Park Consulting, and Carrie Ellis, CEO of Waypoint Consulting Partners. They're co-authors of Beyond the Broker. Cameo and Carrie, welcome to the podcast. Great to have you here today.
Thank you, Tony. Great to be here.
Yes, thank you so much, Tony. It's wonderful to be here with you and your audience.
Yeah, excited to have you. So, let's jump in. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What are your origin stories? And how did those stories lead you to Beyond the Broker?
Yeah, so I'll jump right in. I've been in business now for almost 7 years. I launched in October of 2018. And one of the things that I was really adamant about was having a very good network, because there was a time in my career where I didn't have a network. So when I launched my company, started doing a lot of networking and meeting with different individuals, and knew that the power of my network would be instrumental in getting my business to the next level. Atlas Park Consulting is an operations strategy agency where we help clients get past their operational chaos so that they can continue to grow and scale their firms. So networking, really, really important. Fast forward, had a chance to connect with a woman who is a financial advisor on the East Coast who runs a publishing company and helps women get their stories out. And I had an opportunity to collaborate with her on the first book, Financial Trendsetters, and her team. And Beyond the Broker came directly from that relationship, Tony.
Fantastic. How about you, Carrie?
Oh, well, thank you. My origins, I'm actually the founder and CEO of Waypoint Consulting Partner, and I'm a recruiter who represents a boutique mergers and acquisition advisory and consulting firm that advises RIAs and wealth managers who are looking to grow or seeking to transition, develop a succession plan, or even exit from their practice or business. And I do bring over 15 years of experience in the financial services field. So as a seasoned career consultant, I recruit experienced financial advisors and insurance professionals across the country, covering the traditional brokerage, boutique and regional firms, and the possibilities within the independent broker-dealer and RIA space. And I had the privilege of meeting Cameo through networking about 4 or 5 years ago, and we continued to keep in touch, and she reached out to me with the opportunity of collaborating with her as well as 12 other women in the industry to be a co-author in participating in creating Beyond the Broker. And it has truly been a game changer for me in my career. The networking opportunities that have come from this, and as well as how this book can help women, helping women, it's just been a tremendous opportunity all the way around that I'm honored to be a part of.
Absolutely. And Tony, I'll share a copy of the book cover with your audience. Beyond the Broker, Navigating Financial Advisor Independence is a roadmap and a guidebook to help more, in particular, women financial services professionals go independent. What I found in my career is I would get tons of questions from individuals. How do I go independent? How do I build my own advisory firm? What are the steps? What does it look like? How do I make it happen? How do I go from actually launching a firm to being in business? And so the idea from the book came from this need that I saw, as well as the co-authors saw, around how do you build a successful advisory practice? And it was really important for me to reach into my network and to bring industry experts who could give their insights and advice to this growing demographic of people who want to go independent, to give them that guide to really demystify what it means to go independent and to have a successful practice.
That's awesome. And before we dive into the independence, I think both of you have talked about networking
Yes.
and Cameo. I know in your newsletter, and I'm going to put out a shout out to everybody. You've had some amazing tips on networking and the value of your networking. And for those of us who are old enough to remember Rolodexes, neither of you may be old enough to remember Rolodexes, but that was your most valuable business asset, was your Rolodex, which is your network. So, for people thinking about this going independent and everything else is, why is the network so valuable in doing so and provide a safety net, maybe?
Yeah, so from my perspective, networking is such an invaluable tool that we don't always take advantage of, right? You think of all the people that you know today, how many of them are really set up to support you? And that's what a network is and how it's been helpful for me. And really being able to tap into the brilliance of the people around me so that we can continue to support one another and get each other to the next step. And I think about when Carrie and I connected and just the genuineness of who she is as a person and have had to get to know her even more over time is you just never know the power of your network until you put yourself out there.
I love that. You never know the power of your network until you put yourself out there.
Yeah, I have to say, I wholeheartedly agree with Cameo and everything she just said. That is the number one piece of advice that I would give to anyone coming into this industry, and as well as any seasoned advisor that's been around a long time, is to build a strong network. And networking can be such a powerful tool in building the right community and the layering of support around you. And I encourage my clients to participate and join, be servants, show yourself as a servant leadership in the industry, join industry affiliated organizations, participate in mentor mentee programs, mastermind groups, join task forces. Continue learning in this industry, and planting those seeds to cultivate those professional relationships, which some of which can also grow authentically into personal friendships as well.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, and Kimmy, I think you and I are a good example of that because we met and we worked in a completely different capacity than both of us are doing today. But as we have stayed in touch, and both of our lives have evolved, it's been great, but it's because we've collaborated and networked and just communicated with each other.
Absolutely. We've stayed in touch. And Tony, you knew me before I even launched Atlas Park Consulting. I was still working corporate. And so you've seen not only my evolution and I've seen yours, but to your point, we've stayed in touch and we figured out how we can support each other. And you've been so gracious and kind to now have me and Carrie on your podcast. So I always encourage individuals when you meet someone, get to know them authentically, understand who they are as individuals. And figure out how you can be a support to them. Don't always come into the relationship, what can I get? But how can you give and how can you serve the other person? And those relationships will just continue to evolve over time and bring you into new spaces where you can collaborate on in ways that you would have never imagined. Because I have to tell you and your audience, I would have never imagined myself co-authoring a second book. And to have Carrie along with me in this journey has just been amazing. So, if you're hesitant about reaching into your network, don't be, because the possibilities are endless.
Yeah, and it's just thinking back in the way we first worked together. I mean, it is just so different, than our current relationship. So for everybody out there is, your careers are going to evolve and your life is going to evolve. And so there's no telling, what's going to happen. So Cami, as you point out, it's forming the relationship with the person rather than around the task that
Yes.
really makes a difference.
Yep, absolutely.
So, let's talk a little, more about the focus of the book, and one of the focuses of the book is about going independent. So why does independence lead to true freedom for people to be able to serve their clients and to serve their clients in a way that is better for everyone?
Karen, do you want to start us off with that one?
I think that independence it really does lead to true freedom in the way advisors want to serve their clients. Many advisors that I have very in-depth conversations with, I mean, they've been in the industry a long time, and there has been situations where they have felt like maybe, I don't know, the platform is not open architecturally enough related, and they've been thinking about going independent for a long time, but just don't quite know how to navigate that journey on their own. And I have to say, in today's ever-evolving financial advisory landscape, the pursuit of independence is more than just a career move, Tony. It truly is a defining step towards true freedom, again, in how they want to serve their clients. And Beyond the Broker serves as the ultimate guide for advisors considering a transition to independence and offering expert insights and real-world advice. One of the things that I came to admire and appreciate throughout the whole entire book of Beyond the Broker is that it's loaded with practical advice, case studies, and also proven strategies to help even the most seasoned advisors confidently navigate their own journey to independence. And that really is true freedom.
Absolutely. And along those same sentiments, Tony, in my chapter, The Joy in the Journey, I talk about two of my clients who pursued independence, who wanted to have the freedom to serve their clients on their own terms, wanted to build financial freedom for themselves and their families, and wanted to make a difference in working with a certain type of clients. So the independence dream is something that is very personal. I always tell individuals, don't let someone else tell you what independence should mean for you. You figure that out and let your why be your guiding light. In Beyond the Broker, we were really key around highlighting not just clients and case studies, but then all of us are business owners in our own right. We all have our own journey of why we decided to pursue independence in our own respective companies, and making sure that whatever decision that you needed to make, you were happy with it at the end of the day, and you were confident in your ability to serve your clients at a high level. And I think Carrie would agree with me when it comes to financial advisors desiring independence. It's really charting their own path, not having roadblocks to serving clients the way they want to, and really making a difference in their clients' lives.
Yeah, well, one word I heard from both of you was confidence. And I think that's a huge part. It takes a lot of confidence. And, it's always a leap of faith in going out on your own. So, and I know that your book is aimed at women, and a lot of the women that I've had on this podcast who are financial planners have gone out and started their own firm. So, what would you say to help a woman feel confident, who's like thinking, I do want to start my own firm. I'm not, happy with my current situation, or I think, I do want to do something different. Where can you gain that confidence?
That's such an important question. And I'm going to have to go back to her network. So I would encourage any woman or man who's watching and listening to this podcast, if you're concerned around if I can go independent, if I can do it, you want to talk to your network and people who have made the journey before you. And the beautiful thing about this industry is people are very giving of their time and perspectives and really sharing insights that can help you make that decision with confidence. Also, information is key when you do talk with individuals. If you decide that you want to purchase, Beyond the Broker and get those key insights, that creates confidence in knowledge and education, which gives you then the tools to then move forward and make those decisions in the best way possible.
I wholeheartedly agree with Cameo. Again, tapping into your network, continuing to build off of your network and building a layering of support with the community that surrounds you that can provide you with that support needed to help you confidently navigate that journey. That network and the community of support is priceless. It really is.
Yeah, well, I know, Carrie, I think one of the things you've invited me to is a great community, Women in Financial Services. I know you're very active in that. And Camille, I can't remember, are you active in that as well?
I am active in Financial Planning Association, FPA, and the NAPFA for some time as well.
Yeah, so I mean, both of you are active in different associations and networking groups, and I think that's really helpful for people to understand is, and for me, I think LinkedIn is also a great way to continue to stay on top of your network. So, just while we're, since we've bounced back to network, any quick networking tips for people to do these things that you're talking about?
I'll take that. Again, Tony, going back to joining industry-affiliated organizations, you're right. I currently serve on the national board for WIFS, Women in Insurance and Financial Services. I'm also an active member of my local chapter, FPA, Financial Planning Association, as well as an active member of NAIFA, in my local chapter. And then also, I think it's important to say that I'm very active on LinkedIn, continuously posting valuable industry-related content that I hope that all my contacts will find value in, and interacting with those in my network on LinkedIn as well. So you have to do a multitude of various activities.
You do. And to Carrie's point, she's involved in all these different organizations, which provides more visibility to the work that she's doing and the chance to connect with professionals at different levels. And very similarly, in addition to the Financial Planning Association, Carrie and I are also part of an organization called Provisors, which is a group of professionals across the country that have years of experience in their related fields. When you get out of your comfort zone, when you expose yourself to different people and different resources, and you broaden that network, gives you the chance to build those stronger relationships, build out that Rolodex that you mentioned earlier, Tony. Because that's what it's about. It's the collective wisdom and brilliance of the people you're connected to.
Absolutely, and to add one final point to all of this, Cameo, and I'm sure both you and Tony will agree, the key to success in all of this networking is consistency. Because if you don't have consistency, you're not going to see the kind of results that you want to see or build the type of authentic relationships that you want to build.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree that you have to be consistent with your network. And I think, Camille, you said this is being involved provides more visibility. And that's sometimes people will see a post or they'll see a comment or you'll have a conversation. They'll go, oh, I can help you with that. And that's thing. And I, one of you said it earlier, is you have to be there to help other people. And the more you're helping other people, the more opportunities tend to surface.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that is the true hack is when you decide that you want to show up and be a resource to other people and how you can support them, they in turn want to figure out how they can support you. And then it just turns into this beautiful relationship where you're constantly re serving each other in different capacities. And then one other thing that I will mention too is if you're listening to this and you're wondering, well, how can I help someone? Like, I don't even know what I can do. We all have a superpower, right? We all have a special talent, gift, superpower. And I want you to think about what that is today that you could give to someone in your network. That's a great place to get started is to, if you're a coach or consultant, or maybe you're a bookkeeper or a business strategist, there's something special that you can do. Consider giving of your time to help someone else with a problem that they're having and watch what happens.
Definitely. So, let's talk about one of the things. The book is, it's for men and women, but it is geared to help women. So what are some of the most common challenges that women are facing in financial services, and what shifts do you see?
So one of the biggest things that I see with a lot of women in financial services is what you spoke about earlier, Tony, is the confidence piece and really being confident to know that she can launch this advisory firm and do the things that she wants to do. She may not also feel like she's not getting support in her current work environment. Maybe it's management, maybe it's team members, and just really not feeling comfortable or supported where she's at. And so she's at a crossroads. Do I stay and try to fix things? Do I go to another firm or do I decide to go independent? And when we wrote this book with her in mind, we wanted to give her the tools needed to make that decision confidently. Whether that's to build her own advisory firm or to tuck in under another corporate structure, because it's such a layered decision, and it's something that we wanted to make sure that that she had as well. And as you mentioned, men will get value from this book as well, but we often see transparently more men getting out and going independent, which is wonderful. There are some talented women in this space too, and we want to make sure that she has that same support to go independent and have that knowledge base.
Yeah, I agree. And to add to that, Tony, serving clients in the financial services industry, it really is, it's challenging enough. But to add to the fact that we are women in a predominantly male-oriented field, which, by the way, I'm sure both of you are aware, there's more than a 95% failure rate in the industry, especially for women. So that can ultimately affect their confidence. But one of the biggest shifts that I am seeing now in the industry is there's been a lot of changes with male allies and male counterparts wanting to come forward and support and partner with their professional female colleagues, unlike ever before. So that is one of the big shifts that I am seeing. We still have there, it still is a need in the industry for more women as well as more male allies.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that because, Carrie, you bring up something that I think is a huge factor is the incredible failure rate of new financial planners and insurance agents. The majority of them are out of the industry within 5 years, which is a problem. The industry just grinds through new people. But, also for women, finding success is more challenging. If we look at CFPs as an example, only 30% of CFPs are women, and that's been pretty static, I think, for the last 10 or 15 years. So that's part of the other problem. So as you talk, you said one of the things is male allies. So, for the men listening to this, how can they become better allies to help women succeed?
Well, I've had male allies actually reach out to me and ask for help. I really want to support women in the industry and partner with more female colleagues, but I don't know how. I don't want to say anything offensive and I don't want to get attacked. Can you help me understand women? And so just ask. That's really all you need to do. Ask. If there's something that you don't understand, reach out to a female colleague and say, look, how can I support you? How can I be a resource for you? How can we partner together?
Absolutely. And I think it also goes back to what I was sharing earlier, too, around you got a gift. Figure out how you can extend that gift to a woman in financial services to help her build up her confidence, get the information that she needs. It's a great way to establish mentor or allyship with women in the industry.
Absolutely. And I've said this before previously in other conversations where I feel like women are almost, I don't want to go so far as to say better wired for this industry, but because we tend to be more emotionally wired, more so than our male allies, I think that we infuse or bring some additional flavors to the industry that really make us much more empathetic to serving clients' needs and helping to fill those needs.
Yeah, I would agree with that 100%. You know, women tend to be really great listeners and have the ability to connect with clients on a deeper level. And when you're working with clients in such a space that's nuanced, right? It's not just one layer, but it's multiple layers. You want to be so tapped into your clients that they really see you as an integral part of their financial lives. And women are great people to do that.
Yeah, and I think women are the future of financial services, especially as we look at AI, is, you know, because women are forming relationships and men are solving a problem. You know, men want to talk about rate of return and, you know, expense charges. And, you know, at least in my experience, women are, you know, like, okay, well, I want to make sure my family is comfortable. You know, I want to sh make sure my kids are taken care of. And it's those kinds of thought processes that are very different. AI is going to be able to manage a portfolio. AI can already manage portfolios and do it very well and handle all those parts of the task. So if we talk about the future of financial services, it's all about the relationships that you're forming. And then the other thing that we forget about is that women are going to control the majority of wealth over the next few years, as you know, more men pass away, more women become widows. And we see that the majority of widows, 80 to 90% of widows and divorced women, will leave their current financial planner and seek out a female financial planner. So I think, you know, for the men out there, you need to think about, okay, well, what do I need to do differently? And you know what? A lot of us have wives. Everybody has a mom. You know, and you know, and we have sisters and we have friends who are women, so it shouldn't be really hard to talk to a woman and you know, and learn from a woman. So that's just my two cents. So I mean, would you agree that women are the future of financial services?
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. And
Okay.
that's another reason why we wanted to write this book, so that more women in financial services who are working at their desks right now wondering, can I do this? Yes, you can. And here's examples of that.
Yeah. And that was my sole purpose for wanting to collaborate as a co-author for this book is I truly want to give back to other women in this industry. So they don't have to feel like they're trying to navigate the complex landscape of the industry alone. They don't
Yeah.
have to do it alone.
You don't. And there's so many decisions that you need to make, right? And one of the things I will also share, you know, for those who even aren't considering, you know, building their own advisory practice, there are different businesses represented in the book. Carrie is Waypoint Consulting Partners, is a recruiter for experienced financial services professionals. I am a consultant operations strategy for wealth management teams, but we all have our own independence journey. And those reading can get inspiration for whatever version of success they want for themselves as well.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. But Camille, I gotta say again, where I'm learning so much from you, and again, a shout out is what you're writing about building out your network and strengthening your network. And what is it? Power network is, I'm trying to remember the phrase you used recently. It's
Oh,
just.
the yeah, so the Power Partner Perspectives newsletter is my gift to my network. How do you unlock the power of your network and really transform your relationships into revenue and to long-term authentic interactions with people? And that comes from my lack of a network when I was laid off for the second time some years back. And I felt defeated. I was mad at myself that I didn't have that network. And when I got past that experience, two things I learned. One, my then boss at the time reached into his own network to find me my next job. That was the first defining, like, the power of the network. And then fast forward when I launched my own business, I was adamant around building my network. And that was the inspiration, is because I got laid off and I didn't have a network. So this is my gift to help other people who might be struggling with building a network and keeping it active through the newsletter.
Yeah, I think that's probably the most important thing that people miss is that it's not only the network, is that you have to keep it active. So, you can't call someone. Well, we don't really call people anymore, but you can't contact someone that you haven't talked to in 10 years and ask them for anything because you haven't given and you haven't, they don't really know you anymore. Let's switch gears into what I call the Get Ready Hot Take Trio. These are questions that I ask all of my guests, and they're more rapid fire questions. The first one is, what myth are you trying to break about starting your own business?
Ooh. The myth that I'm trying to break is that it's easy. It is not, transparently. It's hard, but not impossible. So you want to talk with people who have made the leap, myself, Carrie, others, and we'll give you the real on what it takes to build a business.
Might you
Absolutely.
carry?
I'm sorry, but
Oh, how about you?
oh
What?
yeah, same thing. There's a myth that navigating your journey towards independence is easy and starting your own business is easy. It's not. It comes with challenge, a new set of challenges every day that you're trying to figure out. And if you're trying to go it alone and figure it out on your own, it can be very challenging. But again, going back to building that strong community and the strong network, it doesn't have to be as complex as it can, as it may feel.
Right.
Yeah, I love that is that your community is what's going to help you succeed. And again, your network will help you succeed. And I know that that's something that you both cover in the book as well. So let's get out the time machine now. What advice would you give your younger self knowing what you know now about, let's say, the world of financial services?
I'll take that. The advice that I would give to my younger self, knowing what I know now, is if I had known way back when the boundless opportunities that were available in the financial services industry, I would have joined the industry right after graduating college because I probably would have been a lot further along in my career. But hindsight is 2020, and that's the advice that I would give to my younger self is begin pursuing the opportunities in the financial services industry at a much younger age.
And what I would tell my younger self, Tony, is to get involved a lot sooner than I did in my career. I stayed on the sidelines. I wasn't involved in some of these industry organizations that I am now. So I tell my younger self, get out there, volunteer, get to know people a lot sooner. And then I would also say, take the leap to independence, building your own business a lot faster than you did.
Yeah, and I think the word taking a leap really says it because it is a leap and it's scary. I know when I went, it's not easy, but it is very fulfilling.
It is.
Yeah.
And it really gives you a chance to stretch yourself, right? You will be challenged and motivated and inspired in so many different ways by taking that leap that will then open you up to new possibilities, new collaborations, new experiences. And I think that's where the true value comes in is when you do get past yourself and put yourself in new spaces. I think about when Carrie and I connected and how we've been able to continue to build our professional relationship and friendship and just from taking that leap. And we connected on LinkedIn, if I'm not mistaken, Carrie, that's how it
We
all
did.
started. So
That is
LinkedIn
how it absolutely that is
works.
how it all started.
It
Just like
works.
you and I, Tony. LinkedIn work, the power
Yeah.
of LinkedIn.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of knock on social media, but I think if you use LinkedIn properly, like we've been talking about, it can be a really powerful way to manage your network and to grow your network. But you also have to be willing to reach out and support other people on LinkedIn. You can't just wait for things to come to you and wait for people to contact you, as you have to give, comment on other people's posts, be positive with other people, and
Absolutely. And look for ways where you can be a resource, how can you support someone else, whether it's on LinkedIn or in real life? How can you show up and be a support to them?
I love that. Look for ways you can support other people. So to wrap up, the last question is, what is your number one tip for changing the way we think about money?
Well, Tony, I chose an industry where the benefit of being able to work as long or as short as I wanted, plus the possibilities of setting and achieving financial goals, would have no limits. And I find that the financial services industry truly does offer boundless opportunities, especially for women, who are very driven and want to be very successful. The financial services industry, there's so many different directions a professional can take in this industry. And you just have to find your niche and what aligns with your core values and your business model and where you want to take your career.
Yeah, and I would agree with that and also add that we are our own limitations. So when it comes to generating money in a business, in a corporate environment, we are our own worst enemies. So when it comes to generating higher levels of financial resources for yourself, don't put any limits on yourself. And in particular, if you're a business owner and you have certain goals that you want to reach, know that you can do that with the power of your network, the power of how you want to show up for clients, and to not put limits on yourself.
I love that. That's all great advice. Find your niche. Don't put limits on yourself. I think there's so many wonderful takeaways for people you've talked about. So, also the most important thing is where can people connect with you and pick up a copy of Beyond the Broker?
Yeah, so individuals can connect with me. I'm on LinkedIn. My social is at Atlas Park Co. My website is www.atlasparkco.com. You can grab a copy of Beyond the Broker on Amazon. And yeah, if you have any questions, definitely reach out. Be happy to chat with you.
Fantastic. And Gary, where can people connect with you?
Well, I encourage people to check out my website at waypointconsultingpartners.com, or they can connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm at Carrie Ellis. And again, they can grab a copy of Beyond the Broker at amazon.com.
Fantastic. And for everybody watching and listening, as always, you'll be able to find links to Cameo and Carrie's website, social media, LinkedIn. Profiles, as well as a link to pick up a copy of Beyond the Broker for yourself. So, thank you both for coming on today and sharing your insights.
Thank you for having us. Pleasure.
Yes, thank you so much for having us, Tony. This has been great.
Fantastic. Yeah, really appreciate it. And thank you, everyone, as always, for tuning in to this episode of the Get Ready Money podcast. If you learned something today to change the way you think about money or life, please be sure to subscribe and to share with a friend. You can also join the Get Ready movement at tonystewart.com to receive podcast updates and access to my toolkit of free financial literacy resources. Until next time, let's change the way we think about money.